Well, there's a rather incredible lady called Nikki who is acting as our surrogate. So I myself cannot carry a child due to complex health condition. And I always knew that. And I always knew that I'd probably never get to become a mummy. Then Nikki came into our lives and we're expecting our little girl in May.
Nikki, absolute crazy. I mean, wow. That is just amazing.
Thank you.
Do you know what? I was going to buy a coat for Leslie Joseph, but having a baby is one step a lot further. How do you feel about doing this?
I'm 26. We've got two wonderful children ourselves. We feel really, really lucky. We didn't have any problems of having our own children. I really just wanted to help. For me, it's a small price to pay to make somebody else's sort of dream. I can't imagine wanting a child so badly and not being able to have it. So it's quite an easy decision for me to make, really.
Nikki, how do you know Emily then?
Well, actually, we both joined an organisation called Surrogacy UK. So I didn't... Funnily enough, about a year ago, me and Emily didn't even know each other at all. We've been talking non-stop ever since, so we're best of friends now.
Nikki, is this the first time that you've been a surrogate?
It is, yes.
Are you at all, and Emily, I don't mean to cause offence at all, but are you concerned that once you've had the baby that you would... That connection,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That you've given birth to a child and that child won't be coming home with you?
No. It's a question that everybody asks quite a lot. And until you've really been there, you can't really understand it. No, I'm not worried in the slightest is the easy answer. I'd be lying if I said to people there wasn't a bond with the baby, but it's a bond on behalf of my best friend, if that makes sense.
Oh.
It's completely separate from the bond I had with my own children. I mean, I'm not going out shopping for baby clothes and getting excited. So it's very, very different. And yes, there's a connection and the baby would always be a sort of special part of my life, but that will be because my best friend's had a baby.
Oh.
So it's going to be quite easy. I just hold on to the happiness I know Emily and Adam are going to feel when they've got that little girl in her arms.
And Emily, it's you that's going out buying baby clothes and getting ready. How are you feeling?
Excited doesn't really sum it up. It took a while for it to really sink in that this was actually happening because I've known since I was 16 I couldn't have children.
Oh.
And it's something that hurts, but that you learn to live with and you just bury deep down. It's really interesting what you ask, Nikki, because people ask me the same. You know, you worried she might change her mind. Before I looked at surrogacy, of course, that was something that crossed my mind. But I know Nikki so well, and she knows me so well. And every single thing she does is for me and Adam. And she's just such a giving person. And I know the joy that she's getting watching our dreams come true, really. She will always be a special part of baby's life. She will always be Auntie Nikki because she is the reason baby's here.
Well, just before we say goodbye, thank you both for sharing your story.
Yes, thanks, girls.
Emily, is there anything you want to say to Nikki while she's on the phone?
Thank you will never, ever, ever be enough, and I'll spend the rest of my life trying to show my appreciation to my amazing friends. I really will.
Take care and all the best with the birth, and Emily, enjoy being a mummy.
Thank you very much.